This is Earth Day, observed around the world as a day to reflect on our environment, what we do to damage it, but most especially what we can do to protect it. Most of us take one of our greatest environmental assets, the Mississippi River, for granted. That's a mistake because of the river's aesthetic as well as economic importance. Joining me now to take a closer look is Colin Wellenkamp, the executive director of the Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative. Colin, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be here, Don.
Happy Earth Day. Well, same to you. I'm not sure that everybody is familiar with your initiative. What exactly is that all about?
Sure. The Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative is relatively new. We're only 4 years old. We are an association of U.S. mayors that are on the Mississippi River main stem. I'm going to give you a geography test here. From the very first city on the Mississippi River, which is Bemidji, Minnesota, right off of Lake Itasca, to the last, New Orleans, Louisiana. And we have a unique connection to St. Louis. Mayor Slay was actually the first mayor to join our association and our first co-chair. And we were we started in D.C., but we were moved out here to St. Louis, which was great for me since I was born and raised here. Mm-hmm. Chance for me to come home.
Yeah, I indicated earlier that a lot of us take that river for granted. But just by indicating where it starts and where it winds up in the Gulf of Mexico is a big clue to the importance of the river and how it's utilized.
It is. It's 2,500 miles of waterway, give or take, through 10 states. It generates $400 billion a year in revenue. It directly supports 1.3 million American jobs. And that's just the direct economic benefits. Indirect jobs that are supported are far larger. And then it is a drinking water source for 50 cities, over 20 million people.
You know, can you isolate those numbers and give me perhaps numbers just for this region, the economic impact of that river? Is that possible?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's in the billions for our region. It's in the tens of thousands of jobs. St. Louis is actually one of the larger cities that uses the Mississippi River for its drinking water source. 150 million gallons per day are taken out of the river for drinking water. And then it's a major shipping conduit through our area. Several hundred million tons go by the arch of freight every year. And it's also an extremely important environmental service provider to the region, both managing and shifting water for our region and keeping our region ecologically diverse and healthy.
What kind of shape is it in?
It depends on where you're standing next to the water to really answer that question. If you're up near the headwaters, it's a much better shape than if you're down in the lower stem. And that's obviously because as you move down the river, more and more stuff's going into it, right? Mm-hmm. And you're passing through larger and larger cities, St. Louis and then Memphis and then Baton Rouge. I would say it's getting better. We've got a long way to go. Back in 2012, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch published an article saying that it was the second most polluted waterway in the United States. Mm. We've made some ground since then and made some improvements, but I would think one of the biggest changes between 2012 and today is the level of consciousness around the Mississippi River, just around rivers and our waterway system in the United States in general. People are, Mayor Slay likes to say, we're no longer turning our back to the rivers, we're turning toward the rivers. For a while, we've been turning away from them, sort of treating them as a nuisance, something we have to manage, right? Yeah. That is all changing. Now we're seeing that these rivers, especially the Mississippi River, is a critical component to our quality of life in our region.
What kind of stuff is going into it that you alluded to a moment ago?
Yeah, typically water pollution is measured with 13 indicators. And that's so you got your toxins like your PCBs and your industrial pollutants and raw sewage pollutants, things like that. And then you've got your organic pollutants, and that's organic herbicides, pesticides.
Runoff.
And then runoff, which is the nutrient, what we call nutrient loading. It's nitrates and phosphates that go into the watershed. And that, just given the amount of land that's emptying into the Mississippi River, that really is a larger by volume input.
What kind of effort is underway to make – I have a message here in front of me of someone who grew up skiing and swimming in the river, and it was great. Those days are gone pretty much here. What kind of an effort is underway to make the improvements that need to be made?
It would take me a long time to answer that because there's a lot going on. There's a lot of organizations. Many of them are here in Missouri and in St. Louis, in the Midwestern area. With our effort, the mayors of the Mississippi River really saw a sort of benign neglect, if you will, Don, with the Mississippi River. The Great Lakes went through the same thing, and the Florida Everglades and the Chesapeake Bay, they all went through this iteration themselves. But people got together and started protecting those resources. There wasn't a whole lot of that happening like within the public official realm with the Mississippi River like there was with the Great Lakes. There's an organization of mayors around the Great Lakes that's 10 years older than we are. And we actually look to them for some inspiration. And they're headquartered in Chicago. So some of the things that we're doing is creating more attention around the river, especially national attention from Congress, that the federal programs that go into supporting our water quality and our sustainable economic development are critical. We've had some very early successes over, I would call 4 years early. Successes sure. that the mayors have really been responsible for. We've quadrupled the amount of federal funding into pre-disaster mitigation, which has as its core it's a resiliency effort, but it's also helps to increase our water quality. We've gotten the EPA Section 319 Water Pollution Grant Program. Realized one of its highest levels of funding last year with $165 million. SRFs, the state revolving loan funds for clean water, they were above $2 billion for FY 2015. So a lot going on.
Sounds like it's a highly coordinated effort, which it would have to be successful.
The river's so big. Yeah. I mean, it's the main stem itself, which we concentrate on as mayors. We're 10 states. But the Mississippi River Basin is actually 31 states. So from Oklahoma to the city of Pittsburgh moves into the Mississippi River and also includes two Canadian provinces. So it's this tremendous macro ecosystem that would require, like you're alluding to, a Herculean effort to sure. really do something about. That's why the mayors actually went to Congress and asked, and Joanne Emerson was a big force in this before she left.
Congresswoman,
yeah. Yeah, for Missouri. We went to her and said, look, you've been involved in various Mississippi River caucuses in the House. The mayors were interested in helping to create one in the House and the Senate for the whole river. She said, yes, that's a great idea. And now the Mississippi River Caucus is a very positive, very influential force in Congress. And Senator Blunt, I'm very happy to say, has been he's a co-chair on the Senate side for the caucus, and he's been a great champion for the river.
I'm asking everybody today, it seems, about timetables. Is there one with regard to the river?
What you have going on now is a series of goals to reduce the nutrient loading that's going into the Mississippi River by such and such percentages by such and such date. Right now we're looking at 2020 is a target date to really make an impact there. But also, we would like to see more resources go into the programs that help us with our clean water. You know, when I get up in the morning, Don, I'm thinking about a couple things. One, who's Don going to have on his radio show?
Right.
And I'm also thinking about, okay, I got to get my little girl to school. And I'm thinking about, I'm drinking a cup of coffee. Where's that cup of coffee coming from? Most likely the water in that cup of coffee is from the Mississippi River. When I'm giving my little girl a glass of water, she's drinking water out of the Mississippi River. So some things have caused me to think about that a little bit more other than my daily job, and that is what happened in West Virginia a couple of years ago with the chemical spill there, the algae bloom in Toledo, which impacted 500,000 people's drinking water. And then most recently, you've got Flint, Michigan.
I was going to say, a lot of people are suddenly aware of the water that they're drinking because of Flint. Yeah.
And then when you don't have it, when nothing comes out of that tap, or what comes out of that tap makes you suspicious, your whole world changes.
As they well know there, and as the whole world knows now.
Yeah.
Colin Wellenkamp, thank you for being with us, bringing us up to speed this Earth Day on what's going on with our river. Thank you so much.
Great to be here, Don.
He's Executive Director of the Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.